USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
AT&T and Verizon announced Tuesday they will delay this week's scheduled rollout of 5G cellular signals near some airports due to concerns from the aviation industry. The concern is the 5G spectrum is too close to the airline landing computer systems and could create delays or even worse. Pushing the narrative of nationalizing elections, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer told lawmakers Tuesday they're going after the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get the legislation passed. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom of Vote Act are needed as Schumer accused state-level Republicans of trying to take away the vote from younger, black and brown, elderly, minority and low-income voters. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin at a press conference says there are already laws on the books to prevent what Schumer is talking about.
The laws there, the rules are there, and basically the government. The government will stand behind them and make sure they have a right to vote.
USA Radio News.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deirdre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. That was a simple deterrent that curbed most violent crime in America. Now with crime spiking in major cities throughout the United States, soft-on-crime DAs are being targeted for recall elections. One DA in Southern California might be the subject of a second recall.
Spiking crime in Los Angeles and criticism of District Attorney George Gascon calling for lenient charges and sentences for the offenders are fueling another effort to recall him. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva telling Fox News he's confident in the latest recall effort.
The recall is now gaining steam. There's a petition that's already being approved by the Registrar Recorder. It's going to be out in circulation, so the organizers are going to definitely do a better job this time than they did the last time because they're more organized now and they're well-funded.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The Reverend Gerald Murray of the Archdiocese of New York was on Newsmax last night talking about a small minority of people that have a hostility to the teachings of Christianity in the United States.
We have this whole gender fluidity problem in the United States, you know, people claiming to be transgender, going from male to female and vice versa. And religion, specifically Christianity, the majority religion in the United States, teaches that you are what God made you. And hostility to that teaching and to others, the Catholic Church, for instance, is quite clear. There's no such thing as same-sex marriage. Abortion is immoral. All of these things are always getting under the skin of left-wing activists who have a lot of influence now. We know that from the White House. I mean, here we have the scandal of a Catholic president of the United States who's a prime supporter of abortion. So things like this, where even Catholics in influential positions turn against the church, do lead to a rational conclusion that religion and religious doctrine is being deprecated, fought against, and used to basically marginalize a whole part of America. And by the way, most Americans are religious. Most Americans believe in God. So this really is a small minority trying to use government authority and other forms of pressure to put religion out of society, and we must resist that.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.